turned you.
Why?
Because you're coming out with all the goodies. Now I believe you just drank that bottle of champagne just with that one, those three words you just said.
What?
Those three words you just said, the list. Then I know you drink that whole bottle of champagne.
Oh, Lenny knows I love her. She knows I love Lenny. She does.
They're kind of
sick. You drank two bottles of champagne.
Oh, good.
I hope she knows. Don't you know, Lenny?
Hang on, John. She's busy.
Oh, she's not too busy for me.
There's one solution. You cut off the volume.
Lenny, you know I love you, right? Lynn?
John, wait a minute.
You know I love you, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, my head feels like a 10-ton brick.
Maybe it is. What's so funny?
I don't know.
Are you crazy, Jim?
Break a three.
Before you drop it. Nobody answer me.
drink?
I think I only had three quarters of a bottle.
It wasn't that much. Jesus Christ.
No, but you were really a tough guy, G2. No doubt about it. Like, man, you were really tough. Like, man, you really got those muscles, like, and man, you really beat up on everybody. Like, you know, you're really a cool guy. Tough work?
I think he drank more than that.
Negative. You're really a good guy.
Hey, John, I'm not a nice guy like Shadow. I'll take your head off, beat it, and hand it back to you again.
Oh, what the heck is going on? Oh, gee, why don't you shut the light? I like it nice and dark.
Oh, God.
Oh, that felt good. Oh, yeah. Right back to you, all you fellas out there on this old frequency.
Hey, you're finished, John. That nice broken man just what am I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, about that thing I just said. You heard that in the weight room there. Mr. Pleasure said about ego's thrust. Well, I was there, said to my friend, I'm not a nice guy like Mr. Kick. I'll take your head off, beat it, hand it back to you guys.
John.
Yes, sir.
She's leaving now.
Bye, man. Remember, I always love you.
Bye, John.
You gonna talk to me tomorrow?
John, yeah. She gotta go. Goodbye. Okay.
Hey, Lynn.
What?
Just tell me one thing.
What?
Am I still working for Avis?
Maybe she'll fire you tomorrow.
Come on! Just tell me.
You shouldn't ask me questions like that, you know.
Why?
Because you're going to get an I don't know, and you don't like that.
I know. Well, just tell me, please.
You want to tell me I don't know? Great, don't. Because you don't know yet.
I know I don't know.
She doesn't know, John.
Well, if it's that hard to figure out. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Hello. Hold on a second, Gary.
Why, Rich? Why do you think I'm looking for Avis?
Because you're stoned.
I am not.
Yeah, if you go around chasing your sister.
I should go what?
You go around chasing your sister.
Let me get one thing clear. I am not drunk. I am not stoned. I'm just feeling dizzy. And it's going to wear off in about 10 minutes. You know, like, I remember everything I'm doing. I remember everything I'm saying. And nothing that I say now will I not remember tomorrow. So let's put it that way.
So why are you chasing your sister?
I don't know. I don't like it.
Chang.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Right now, not so good.
Why not?
What are you taping me?
Taping you?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever gave you that idea?
Listen, I'm gonna act perfectly super now. I'm feeling very fine, Gary. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling great over there. I got the squeak over here. I don't know, I think it's coming from my fan. You hear it?
Your sister's over here?
No. I got a squeak in my fan.
John.
Oh, you better grease it. Yeah, Gary. I mean, Rich, that's right.
Your sister's there?
Stay by, we got break. Pick it up, breaker, before you drop it.
PK?
Yeah, Gary?
You didn't talk to me.
I did?
No.
What are you taping me, you rat finger?
No, I said I got a squeak in the fan.
I can't hear it.
Can't hear it? Just funny, I can't either. No, I ain't taping you. I just want to talk to you, my gosh.
That's not like you, Gary.
Well, you know, think what you want there. I've been trying to talk to you for a long time. It took me 5 minutes to clear out, and I just got back to you. Now you don't want to talk. Now you want to fall asleep. Why don't you go finish your vodka over there? What are you drinking?
Champagne. It's gone. No, it's gone. I'm going to be gone in about 2 minutes. Catch you tomorrow, Gary, because I don't want you to tape me, Kevin.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not taping you. Don't worry about that. Yeah, how did the champagne go? Did you just drink the last part?
What are you trying to get me convicted or something over here? No, I just had a couple of glasses, that's all. And I got a couple sandwiches. I don't know. You know, that's all.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can tell you're not stoned or anything. They might say you are out there, but I don't believe it.
I'm not. I don't know where to get this from, but I'm not. You see, I'm just. You see, my head feels kind of heavy. That's all. And my feet are kind of light. That's all. Like there's nothing wrong with me. Like I remember everything I say. But I'm just feeling kind of lightheaded. I mean, heavy-headed and light-headed. Look at this. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. People out there, I guess they don't want to listen to you. Now, you sound alright, you know. Wait a minute. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong there, but, you're alright, you know. So, I forgot what I was going to say.
Don't believe
him.
He drank 3/4 of a bottle of champagne.
So what? Did they do not me? It did.
Wouldn't affect your brain at least.
It would. I'll go and watch TV for 10 minutes. Is Mommy
watching?
What's Mommy watching?
Watching a movie.
Oh,
oh, don't swear on a rig there, John. Yeah. What was it? 3/4 of a bottle or 3/4 of a bottle?
My sister said 3/4.
Oh, yeah, it's not 4. But it's all gone now?
Yeah, she took it away from me. I don't want you anyway. Hey, Rich, are you still on the old frequency? I guess you know. I gotta go, because I'm gonna go watch a movie. I gotta go watch a movie on TV. And on Pet 7, Breakers on 1, go.
All right, threes.
Okay, Gary, we got